Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I had an excellent night last night in the forest. It was great. Peaceful, relaxing, just nice, sat there by the fire, and then I slept out under the stars. Quite lucky, really, to get the weather window, because at the minute, as I said on my boo earlier, or last night, but you won't hear it until today, because I'm going to upload both of these at the same time. The weather was terrible, and it's due to be terrible in around about 3, maybe 4 hours. So that's how long I've got to get back. Woke up around about 7 o'clock this morning, just relaxed in the sun, made myself a brew, and packed all my gear away. Strapped the GoPro camera to my head, went out the top of the forest, went along a road for a while, and then I joined a bridle way. And it's an awesome bit of bridle way that I've only ever walked up and down before. So I thought I would go down it on the bike this time, because I know it's quite popular with downhill mountain bikers. And I'll tell you something, it was amazing. Absolutely awesome. It was the fastest I've ever got down that hill, put it that way. It only seemed to literally take 2 or 3 minutes. It probably did take around about five or 10 minutes perhaps, but I was going that fast that it was over in a flash. So I'm down at the bottom of the hill now, standing on a bridge over the River Amber near the village of Ashover, my favourite village in the world, where my favourite pub in the world is located, the Old Poet's Corner. I decided that I'd fill up my water supplies here. I've got my Sawyer Squeeze water filtration system, so I've filtered some water. I've got another coffee on the go. It's nicely boiled up and it's just cooling down a little bit now. The only downside to today is coming down that hill at the speed that I did. I've managed to burst the back tyre on the bike, but that is not a problem. It was more than worth it. I'm sure I've got some awesome footage via the GoPro that was strapped to my head. So that should look great on the video. The trick is going to be, because I feel like I've got some really good footage at different points, I need to try and cut the video down a bit so it's not too long, trying to keep it below 5 minutes, but I don't think that's going to be able to happen. It's going to be a 10-minute thing, possibly 15 minutes. But it was good. My trusty old bike made it down there without snapping. But I have learned a lesson to carry spare inner tubes. Mac, I'm sure, and Paul Emo will be laughing at me now. I've got no spare equipment to fix the puncture, but it's not a problem. The amount of times I've walked back from Mashover, it'll be over in a flash. Just a quick 5 miles, so I should be home within a couple of hours. I should beat the rain. But it's a beautiful sunny morning down here now. Such a peaceful night. Just the sound of the wind rustling through the trees. And I was looking up at the stars and the odd plane going overhead. But it was great. It really was worth it. And I packed just the right amount of gear, so the bag wasn't too heavy on my back. But obviously I did leave out the puncture repair kit. Lessons learned. These things happen. At least I don't think it's a puncture. I think it just burst because of the sheer amount of rocks that there was coming down the hill there. When I pulled up and parked the bike against a bridge and then jumped over the edge into the river, it didn't seem to be down then, or I didn't notice that it was down. The bursting of the tyre didn't hinder the excitement of riding down the hill, so that's not a problem at all. It's good. Just looking at the bike now and it's absolutely ditched. So am I, actually. Okay, so I'm going to get myself off home now. I'll upload these boos as soon as I get home on Wi-Fi. I do have full 3G, but I'm trying to conserve my data. So I'll upload them on Wi-Fi. Right, thanks for listening and I'll speak to you all again very soon.